Hello there, this is Bob Kanish. No, your computer is not on the wrong speed. I'm speaking to you through a Sound Blaster Live audio environment.
Audio environments are actually a very cool feature of the Sound Blaster Live card. They can allow you to put all of the sound going through your sound card into a concert hall or a stadium, or shifting the pitch just like I just did. And it's all very easily controlled through an applet called the Environmental Audio Applet that comes with the Sound Blaster Liveware. Now, if you have a Sound Blaster Live card, you can make all these changes as long as you have the Sound Blaster Liveware software installed. And the way you can check for this is if you go to your Start menu and then into Programs, and if you hit C and go down through all of your Start menu items that start with the letter C, if you see one that says Creative, you press Enter on that, and then if you see Sound Blaster Live submenu, then you have the Liveware software installed and you're already ready to go here. If you don't have the software installed, you're going to have to install it. And it's called Liveware. Now, if you still have the CD that came with the sound card when you purchased it, the Liveware software is on the CD. And you can install it right from there. It'll take quite a while to install because it's about 30 megs in size. But once it's done, then you'll have these menu options that I'm talking about, and you'll be able to perform the functions that we're going to do in this review here. If you don't have the CD, then you're going to have to get your hands on the Liveware software. The latest version is version 3.0, and don't even bother trying to go into the Creative Labs website. You won't find it there. For some reason, they've decided not to allow you to download Liveware anymore from their website. Now, I did find a website from which you can download the different versions of Liveware for whichever operating system that you're using, and it's kind of a long link, so I went to makeashorterlink.com and put together a link that you can use. So this is how you get to the site that I found to be able to download Liveware 3.0. http://makeashorterlink.com. Make a shorter link is all one word and there's no www. So http://makeashorterlink.com/?? The letter O capitalized. So capital O and then the numbers 250624. The letter B capitalized, so capital B, and then the number 1. I'll give you that one more time. http://makeashorterlink.com/?? O250624B1. When you get to that page, if you scroll down through all the links there, you will see the different versions of Liveware. Just pick the one for your operating system and click on it, and you'll be able to download the file. It'll be probably about 30 megs in size, and then you can install it. I'm not going to be taking you through the install procedure here, because if I try to install Liveware again on my computer, I'd completely mess everything up. And I honestly don't want to run the risk of uninstalling it because I'm a broadcaster on ACBRI and don't want to mess up my current configurations. But I assure you that the installation is perfectly standard and you shouldn't have any kind of problems installing the software. So what do you say that I show you how these audio environments work? It's actually a pretty simple process the way it works, but it's very, very powerful and very configurable. So I am using JAWS version 4.5.
Taskbar.
But I also use this with JAWS version 4.02 and even earlier in that, and all the things are standard controls. So let's check it out here. I'm going to go to my Start menu.
Start menu, Windows Update, W.
And then P for Programs.
E, Accessories.
C for Creative.
C, Sound Blaster Live, Value Submenu, S.
And here's my Sound Blaster Live submenu, so I press Enter on that.
Audio HQ, A.
The first option in this menu is Audio HQ, and this is the one that I want, so I'll press Enter on that.
Leaving menus, Audio HQ, List View, Not Selected Sound Font, 1 of 7.
Now here, this is, think of this as your control panel. Now, the interesting thing
Speaker.
About this control panel is that as you arrow through these choices, you can use the up or down or left or right arrows, and sometimes you actually have to use the left and right arrows to get to the option that you want.
Sound font. Device controls. Auto EA.
I'm hitting the right arrow now.
Environmental audio. Keyboard. Environmental audio.
Okay, so here's environmental audio. Conversely, you could just hit the letter E and go right to the environmental audio. So I will press enter on this.
Environmental audio, audio HQ dialog, master page, list 1, list 2, reverb default, reverb 0%, 1 of 3.
Okay, what you're hearing here is we are in the master page of this multi-page dialog.
Master tab.
Now, I've hit the shift tab key once so that you can go back and see what tabs we have. The first one is master. And the master tab is actually where we're going to be doing all of our work. This is where you construct your audio environments that will be applied to all the sounds that go through your sound card. Now, if I hit my right arrow,
source tab.
This is the source tab. And apparently, in this page, you can set up different audio environments for different incoming audio sources. Ostensibly, you can set it up so that the microphone is in one environment and the direct wave sound is in another environment. I frankly have not been able to get this to work, but it's not something that I've needed and probably not something that you guys will need either. The master environments are very powerful. So I hit right arrow again.
MIDI tab.
This is MIDI. I don't work with MIDI, but you can set up audio environments for MIDI sounds.
Options tab.
Now the last tab here
options tab.
Is the options tab. And there's not too many options in here, but we'll tab into here and see what we have.
Options page, audio device combo box, SB Live, 1400, 1 of 1.
The first one allows you to pick what your audio device is. Mine obviously is selected as the Sound Blaster Live, and it's the only choice in the box, so I don't really have anything to change here.
Preference always confirm on delete checkbox not checked.
Always confirm on delete. Pretty self-explanatory. If you're messing around with a sound environment and you want to delete an environment that you've created, this just allows you to be asked if you want to delete it or not.
Preference always save changes automatically. Checkbox not checked.
Always save changes automatically. Mine is unchecked, and I leave mine unchecked for a reason. Because if you check it, as you go through and mess with these audio environments, your settings will be saved every time you quit the audio environment program. And since I do a lot of messing around with environments to see if I like them or not, I don't want all of my messing around to be saved. If I want something saved, I will hit the save button and save it. But if you prefer to have everything saved automatically, you can check this box.
Audition select file button.
The audition select file, this would be if you wanted to pick a file that you wanted to play to audition your sound effects as you create the different effects in the audio environment. You can select a file to play, and then whenever you hit the test button, it will play this particular file so that you can hear what your audio environment sound like. Fortunately with us, we've got the microphone going as well as Eloquence, so we'll always be able to hear what these environments sound like in real time as we play with them.
Close button.
This is just the close button.
Test button.
The test, I explained what that was. That'll play your audition file.
Help button.
Help, also self-explanatory.
Environment edit combo, no effects, 1 of 8.
Now, this is where you can pick one of the audio environments. Now I have it set on no effects. Now keep in mind that we're still in the options tab. Some of these parts of the multi-page dialogue, you will see them in every page of the dialogue, but I don't want to be picking this from the options tab because I want to show you how it works.
Environment import environment.
So
button.
This is the import environment button. I'll explain how that goes later.
Options tab.
Options tab. So now we're going to go back. We're back on the options tab, and I'm going to hit the arrow keys, the left arrow key.
MIDI tab, source tab, master tab.
Now we're back on the master tab. And if I tab once to the right,
master page, you can load effects and configure effects settings here to form your audio environment. List 1, list 2, reverb default, reverb 0%.
Okay, this is where we landed when we actually started the audio environment. We're in a list view here. And what this does is this shows you the various effects that make up the audio environment that you have selected to activate as the main audio environment. And every audio environment is made up of at least three elements. Every audio environment always has reverb, chorus, and original sound. The original sound is obviously the sound that's being produced that the audio environment will then be applied to. And each one of these is very highly configurable. In the reverb and the chorus selections, you can not only configure what type of reverb or chorus you want, but what percentage of the audio environment is made up by that type of effect. And for original sound, you can also customize how much of the original sound is left in the audio environment. If you have the original sound at 100%, the original sound will be mixed in with whatever other effects you put in. You can actually take the original sound down to 0%, and only the effects that you set up from the audio environment will be played, but the original sound will not. It's a very interesting thing to do. So, I know some of this sounds kind of overwhelming. So let's dig in and see what we have. The easiest way to do this is to just play with some of the audio environments that are already in here. So I'm going to hit my Shift Tab key a number of times to get back to that edit combo that we heard before that has the effects from which you can select.
Master environment edit combo, no effects, 1 of 88.
Okay, it says no effects, 1 of 88. That means that we've got 88 things to pick from. And the first one is no effects. Now this is a selection of environments. Let's make sure that we are using the right terminology here. These are the audio environments that are preset that you can pick from. And each environment is made up of a number of effects. So we'll arrow down to the first one.
70s.
70s. This is one that I made myself. This is not one that comes standard with the Sound Blaster Live. On ACB Radio Interactive, I do a show called the All 70s Extravaganza Bonanza. And I wanted to emulate the sound of old AM Top 40 stations from the 70s. And a lot of them used reverb on their signals. So this is an audio environment that I built myself, using all the different effects that are available to come up with this sound that I really like to use when I do this particular show. I'll show you how to build an audio environment later. Let's arrow down again.
Alien Life Form.
This one is called Alien Life Form. And as you can see, it puts a very freaky effect on the signal. Now, let's see how this is done, because keep in mind that this is an environment, and this environment is generated by using different effects. So, I know this is going to sound weird, and try to bear with the strange sound of it, but I'm going to tab over to the section that shows you the effects
that are made up in the environment.
Environment save environment button.
Even Eloquence is talking weird at this point.
Environment delete environment master tab. List 1, list 2, river bathroom 5%. 1 to 4.
Okay. The first part of this audio environment is made up of a reverb style that is called bathroom. And as you can hear, 5% of the audio environment is this bathroom reverb. You can adjust the percentage of the bathroom reverb to put more of that style of a reverb into this part of the environment. Now, if you arrow down...
Chorus.
Now, it says chorus. Now, you need to use your say line command to actually hear everything that's in here.
Chorus default, chorus normal 50%, 2 to 4.
Okay. Now, what you heard here is that the normal chorus effect is being used at a rate of 50%. So that's the next part of this. I'll hit the down arrow again.
Original sound.
Now, I'll hit my say line key to see how much of the original sound is being used.
Original sound default original is 0%, 3 of 4.
0% of the original sound is actually being used.
Flanger.
I hit the down arrow again, and now I'm down to the flanger. And I'll hit the say line command.
Flanger alien 1 normal 100%, 4 of 4.
There is a style of flanger called alien. And the alien flanger effect is being applied here at a rate of 100%. So these are the things that make up this environment. These four effects together, at the percentages and rates that they're being applied, make up the whole environment. So let's go back and see a few of the other ones that we have.
Masters, environment, export, environment, import, environment, delete, environment, save, environment, edit, combo, alien life form, 3 of 88.
Alley.
Now we're in an alley. This is an audio environment called Alley. And again, there are effects that make up this audio environment, and you can very easily change them by tapping back over to the list view. We'll go through a few more. There are 88 of these, and I'm not going to spend all the time going through these. But simply by hitting a down arrow key or an up arrow key in this edit combo, you can go from environment to environment, and they change in real time.
Arena.
Now, we're in an arena. Lots of very big echo on this one. We'll try one more.
Auditorium.
Now, we're in an auditorium. Again, there are effects put together that make this auditorium sound. So what I'm going to do right now is get out of this auditorium.
No effects.
We're back to no effects. Now, one thing that I will tell you is that normally in a combo box like this, you can type the first letter of one of the options and it'll jump you right down to it. You cannot do that in this one because it is an edit combo box. So you can actually type in full values here. And that's why you can't say hit the letter A for auditorium and have it go to auditorium. It just won't do that. So you do have to use your arrow keys, although the page up and the page down keys will take you through the list a lot faster. Now, all you have to do to put one of these audio environments into place, let's go back to the 70s.
70s.
Okay, here we are in the 70s. Now, if I want to keep this effect on, all I have to do is hit Alt-F4 to close the audio environment applet. I can even hit Alt-F4 again to close the Audio HQ control panel that we saw. And until I go back in and change it, even if I reboot the computer, that effect will stay in place. That environment will always be running, until you go back in and either turn it off or pick another environment. So you don't have to keep this running all the time. The SoundBlaster Live card will just keep using the environment that you've selected until such time as you turn it off or change to another one. So you can have a lot of fun with this, going through all these different options and listening to them in real time and seeing which ones you like. Now let's say that you want to build your own. Let's say you want to make your own environment. What I generally recommend, and let me get out of the 70s here so you don't have to deal with all this echo.
No effects.
I'm back to no effects now. Okay. The easiest way to build an environment is to pick one that you like and use its parameters to change it to something that you like better. That's the fastest way to create one. I mean, you can start from the ground up and build one from scratch, but let's say that you have one that you sort of like, but you'd like to play around with it a little bit and make it your own. You can very easily do that. Now, I will show you how this works. What do you say? Remember how, when I first started this off, my voice was very deep? What do you say that we take that deep-voiced guy and put him in an environment that where he is not at right now? So we'll go down. Let's see what one we want to use.
70S. Alien life form. Ali.
Okay. This echo is not too bad. Let's put the deep-voiced guy into this alley. Okay? So, I have selected alley. Now I'm going to start hitting my tab key.
Environment import environment button.
Again, I'll go over these with you in just a little bit.
Master tab. List 1, list view. River Valley 25%. 1 of 3.
Okay. So, now let's take a look at what's in the environment already by hitting my saline key.
River Valley 25%. 1 of 3.
Okay, so there's a reverb style called Alley, and it's being applied to the environment at a rate of 25%. Now let's go down.
Chorus. Chorus default, chorus normal 0%.
Now if you look here, as I told you, every environment is made up of reverb, chorus, and original sound. There's nothing you can do to take those out. If you don't want one of them though, if you look here, the default chorus was set to 0%.
Chorus default, chorus normal 0%. 2 of 3.
So you can't remove chorus from the environment, but you can set it to 0% if you don't want chorus. Now let's see how much of the original sound is being used.
Original sound. Original sound default original is 100%.
3 of 3. So this is a very simple environment. The original sound is being applied at a rate of 100%. Chorus is at 0%, and the alley style of reverb is being applied at a rate of 25%. Now, any one of these that's in here is customizable. I'll just show you very quickly what I mean. Let me arrow back up to the reverb section of this audio environment.
Chorus, reverb.
Okay.
Reverb alley 25%. 1 of 3.
It says reverb alley 25%. Now let me hit my tab key.
Master reverb amount left right slider 25%.
Look what it does. It takes you right into a slider. And it says 25%.
26%.
If I hit my right arrow key once, it takes me to 26%.
27%.
Again, 27%. But now let's say I wanted this to go up in a higher increment. I could hit my page down key.
37%.
Now, I'm at 37%.
47%.
Now I'm at 47%. You hear the echo getting bigger and bigger here? All I'm doing is hitting the page down key, and what I'm doing is I'm taking the alley style of reverb and increasing the percentage of that particular effect as it applies to the overall audio environment. So let me go back.
37%.
I'm hitting my page up key.
27%.
I'm back at 27. Now I'm going to hit my left arrow key twice.
26%. 25%.
Okay, now we're back to our original our original amount of 25%. So I like it like that, and I don't want to mess with that, okay? Let's say now that I want to show you how to add the deep voice guide to this environment. So I will hit the tab key again.
Add button, OK.
And this is your add button. This is where you can add any effect to your existing audio environment. So I'll hit spacebar on this add button.
Add effect dialog. Only effects that can be downloaded into the available memory for effects will be shown. OK button.
That's just a warning that you get every time that only the effects that can be downloaded into the available memory will be available. That's fine. But you don't have to click OK on this. In fact, if you click OK on this, it'll close the dialog without you being able to add anything. So don't click on this OK button yet. You hit the tab button.
Cancel button.
Here's your cancel button.
Available effect list 1 list view. Not selected frequency shifter 1 of 8.
Okay. These are the types of effects that you can add to this audio environment. The first one is frequency shifter.
Not selected frequency shifter 1 of 8. Frequency shifter. Vocal morpher.
You have your vocal morpher.
Ring modulator.
Ring modulator.
Auto wah.
Auto wah. This is if you wanted to create a wah wah effect.
Flanger.
Here's your flanger.
Distortion.
Distortion.
Echo two tap.
Echo two tap. So this is a two tap echo.
Pitch shifter.
Here's the one you want, the pitch shifter. Now if you notice, as we arrow down through these, no effects are changing in real time because we haven't actually added anything yet. We're just in an area where we can choose what we want to add. So we want the pitch shifter, and we're on it right now. I'll confirm that with Saline.
Pitch shifter, 8 of 8.
Okay.
OK button.
Now I tab over to the OK button and press spacebar on it.
Add button, OK.
OK. Now the pitch shifter has been added to my list of effects. If I hit the shift tab key.
Master reverb amount, left, right, slider, 25%.
And I hit it again.
List 1, list view, reverb value.
Now we're back in the list view, and if you arrow down.
Chorus. Original sound. Pitch shifter.
See how pitch shifter has been added? Now let's hit Saline.
Pitch shifter, fifth down, normal 0%, 4/4.
It defaults to a fifth down. So like if you were on a keyboard, you know, if you were hitting the middle C, this would actually produce a G, which is the fifth lower than the C. So that, but if you notice here, it's at 0%, so it's not being applied yet. It's there, but nothing's being done with it yet. So if we tab over once into the percentage field.
Master pitch shifter amount, left, right, slider, 0%.
Here's your slider. Now what you can do here is hit your page down key so it increases faster.
10%.
It's at 10%. You don't really hear it yet.
20%.
It's at 20%. Now you should be able to hear a deeper voice starting to creep in along with my voice.
30%.
Now it's at 30%.
40%.
40%. See, so you're starting to hear this now. You can hear a deep voice in behind mine.
50%.
We're at 50%. Now, if I want to take this all the way to the highest amount, I can simply hit the end key. The end key takes it to 100%, and the home key takes it to 0%.
100%.
Now I'm at 100%. So this is at 100%. But if you notice, the original voice is still in there. So we have to take the original voice out. So I'm going to hit Shift Tab.
List 1, list 2, pitch shifter, 5th down, normal 100%, 4/4.
So right now, we are in the pitch shifter section of the effects that are contained in this audio environment. If I hit the up arrow key,
original sound.
Now we're in original sound. And if I hit my tab key once, it'll put me into the slider control for the percentage of the original sound.
Master original sound amount, left, right, slider, 100%.
It's at 100%. So if I want to take my voice entirely out of this
and only leave the deep voice in. I hit my home key, and it turns the original sound down to 0%.
0%.
Here it is. All you have now is the deep voice guy. That is how you would do that. Now, I'm not going to keep this because it'll be too hard to show you the rest of what's going on in here if I leave it with this voice. So let me take the original voice back up to 100%.
100%.
Okay. Now I'm going to hit the tab key, the shift tab key, that is, once, and then arrow down to the pitch shifter.
Pitch shifter.
Okay. Now, I'm going to remove the pitch shifter from the environment. I'm going to tab over.
Master pitch shifter amount left right slider 100%.
The first one is your slider.
Add button hold R.
The next one is the add.
Remove button hold R.
Here's the one I want. This is the one to remove it.
List one, list view, not selected.
And it's gone. So now we're back to the alley at 25%. But I wanted to show you how easy it is to add these effects into your environment. Now I'll show you how to save an environment and how to change parameters on all this. Let's go back to the reverb section of this.
Reverb.
Okay.
Reverb alley 25%.
The reverb is the alley, and it's at 25%. Let's say I don't like the alley reverb, and I want to see what other types of reverb I have available. I'm going to hit my tab key.
Master reverb amount left right slider 25.
Again, this is your slider.
Add button all day.
There's your add button.
Remove button alt.
There's your remove button. I'm just hitting the tab key.
Parameters button alt P.
Here's the one you want. This is your parameters button. So I hit the space bar on this.
Edit effect parameters dialog. Effects reverb type. Type edit combo alley 1 of 54.
Now look where you are now. You're in an edit combo and you have 54 different types of reverb to pick from. Let's look at what we have for the alley type. I haven't done anything in this edit combo. I'm just going to simply hit the tab key.
Settings list 1 list view room HF minus 2.7 dB 1 of 27.
Now you're getting into the power of the audio environment. Because look at this. 27 different characteristics make up the alley style of reverb. There are just, this is where you really get into things here. If you look at this...
Room HF minus 2.7 dB, 1 of 27.
Room HF, which is high frequency, is set to minus 2.7 decibels. I'm going to hit the down arrow.
Decay time.
Now, this is the decay time, and I have to hit my say line to see how much it is.
Decay time 1.49 seconds, 2 of 27.
The decay time is 1.49 seconds. Let's say I want to change that. Let me hit my tab key.
Settings default button, Alt D.
This is a default button, which takes you back to the factory defaults for all this.
Settings left right slider, 6%.
Now look at that. Here's another slider. As you move the slider with your arrow keys or with the page down key, if you turn your screen reader to say all, it'll give you the new time value for the decay. So if I move my arrow key, let's say right now it's at 6%. Now, we heard before, if we go back...
Settings default, settings list 1, list view, decay time 1.49 seconds. Two.
Right now it's set at 1.49 seconds.
Settings left right slider, 6%.
So 6% is equal to 1.49 seconds. Let's hit the page down key so we can really, bust up the increment here.
12%.
It's at 12%. I'll hit it again.
17%.
We're at 17% right now. See how the delay is longer? The echo does not decay as fast. Let's hit the shift tab key twice to take you back to the list of the parameters that make up the alley effect of the reverb.
Settings list 1 lip.
And I'll hit say line.
Decay time 3.49 seconds, 2 of 27.
We've now increased it to 3.49 seconds. So I just kind of want to give you an idea of the hierarchy of all this. At the top of the chain, you've got the audio environment. The audio environment is made up of effects. Each effect is made up of several parameters that construct what the effect is. So you can change this all the way down to the parameter. Let's say, for example, that we like this one, and we want to keep it. We can keep this and make it a part of our own custom audio environment, but we have to give the effect a new name. If you remember, we were modifying the reverb section of the Ally audio environment. That's how we got into this. And the particular type of reverb that they used just happened to be called Ally. But we went in and we modified one of the parameters of the Ally effect of the Ally audio environment. Okay? Now, as I told you before, you cannot save over or change the names of factory defaults. So, Ally is a factory default. So, we have to give the Ally type of reverb its own name, effectively creating our own new type of reverb that we can then use in future audio environments. So, we have to shift tab back.
Settings default button. Alt. Settings list 1 list view. Decay type. Edit combo. Ally 1 of 54.
Okay. We're now back in the list of the types of reverb that are available. And we will type in our own here. We will call it My Reverb.
My Reverb. Settings list 1 list view. Decay time 3.4.
Okay, so now we've called this My Reverb. And we'll tab over. And you see right here, after the list of the different parameters that make up this effect, there's a new button here that says Settings Save.
Save button. Settings Save button.
It says Settings Save. So we have to push the space bar on this. So what we've done now is we've saved a new type of reverb that we created that's now available to any future audio environments that we create. And if you tap back,
Settings List 1 List View Type Edit Combo My Reverb 35.
See how the type is now My Reverb? So now we can start tabbing to the right again.
Settings List 1 List View Settings Save Button.
This is the save.
Settings default button, Alt D.
There's the default, like we saw before, the factory default.
Settings delete button.
Here's the delete. If we want to delete this particular type of reverb that we created, this is where we'd do it.
Settings left right slider, 97%.
And this is the setting for whichever of the list views we're on right now.
OK button.
Here's the OK button, but I want to go past it for a moment.
Cancel button.
Here's the cancel.
Audition solo checkbox not checked.
Now, here's where you can audition your new type of setup. Now, see, here, we don't need to because I'm talking into a microphone, and you can hear the effects in real time. But if you would set up a WAV file before that you want to use as your audition file, you can pick how you want to audition this particular type of effect using that file with these checkboxes. See, the first one here says solo.
Solo checkbox not checked.
If you check solo, that will audition the file just as it is, without the effect. If you tab one more.
Audition wet only checkbox not checked.
Wet only. If you check this, you won't hear the original sound, but only what the after effect is after the effect has been applied.
Audition test button.
And then here's your test button to play your test file with the selection that you've picked.
Type.
So let's go back to the OK button.
Cancel button. OK button.
And we're going to click OK.
Parameters button, Alt-T.
This takes us out of the parameters screen. Okay? Now let's go back over and take a look at what we've done here, because we're still messing with the Ally audio environment now, not to be confused with the Ally effect that we just changed under the parameters.
Remove button, Alt-R.
So let's go back.
Add button, Alt-A. Master reverb amount left right slider, 25%.
Here's the master reverb amount, 25%. So if we go to the left again.
20. List 1, list view, reverb, my reverb, 25%.
See how it's changed now to My Reverb? It doesn't say Ally anymore. If you remember, when we first went into the Ally audio environment, This said Reverb Alley 25%, but now it says Reverb My Reverb 25%.
Reverb My Reverb 25%.
Because that's the new type of reverb that we set up, and this new type of reverb will always be available to you when you create new audio environments. But now let's say that we like this whole audio environment in general, and we want to save it. Let's go back with the Shift Tab.
Master Tab. Environment Import. Environment Edit. Help Button. Environment Edit Combo. Alley 4 of 88.
Okay, it says Alley. Now again, Alley is a factory default. We cannot save this under the name of Alley. We have to give this audio environment its own name. So let's call it My Test Environment. And then I'll hit the Tab key. I just typed it right over the word Alley.
My Test Environment. Environment. Save Environment Button.
Now see how we have a new button here that says Save Environment? All I have to do now is hit the space bar. And now we have a whole new audio environment that we created from the ground up. Now let's say that we want to share this environment with one of our friends who also has a SoundBlaster Live card. We can export this environment and send it to them. If we tap to the right,
environment, delete environment button.
Here's your delete. You can remove this environment, and you can only remove environments that you created. You can't remove the factory defaults.
Environment import environment button.
Here's the import environment button. Now this would be if someone had sent you an exported environment and you wanted to import it into here and use it yourself. But we'll tab one more.
Environment export environment button.
Here's your button. You got a buddy who just loves this new environment you created and he wants to use it himself. Hit the space bar on this export button.
Export dialog, file name, edit, my test environment, alt N.
And see, it already fills in the name for you, my test environment.
Save as type, combo box, e-audio preset file star, e2, 1 of 2, alt T.
And that's the right type that you want to
file
use.
Name.
Let's see what's going to save
not
this.
Selected my computer, 1 of 2.
It's going to save it on your desktop. You can put this wherever you want. I'll put it in my temp folder.
Home, my computer.
So we'll go to my computer here. I'm going to hit the enter key.
List view, not local disk C.
I'm going to arrow down to my C drive.
List view, not selected.
Then I'm going to hit the letter T for my temp folder.
T, temp.
Then I hit enter on that.
List view, zero items.
Now I can save this.
File name, save button.
I just tap over and hit the save button.
Environment export environment button.
And bam, I now have exported my environment. I can email this file to a friend of mine who's got a SoundBlaster Live card. They can click on the environment import button and just import it right in, and then this will be a new one of their audio environments. So, just as a quick review on how all this works, and I think I'll do the review without the environment.
Environment import, environment delete, environment button, environment save,
here.
environment edit combo, my test environment.
I'm just going to change this back. Okay.
No effects.
Now we're back to no effects. Hi, everybody. Wow. Anyway, so just to review how all this works, you have a hierarchy of customizable things. At the very top of all of it is the audio environment itself. The audio environment is made up of any number of effects. Each effect that makes up the audio environment is fully customizable through the parameters. Now, each effect has several different types of, like for example, the reverb. You know, the reverb, as you saw, there were 54 different types of reverb. And you can apply one of those to the reverb part of the audio environment, and you can configure all of the various different settings within that effect under the parameters part. And through all of this, you see the whole thing is completely speech-friendly, and it happens in real time. You can create some pretty powerful custom environments that you can use to play your music, to play any kind of games that have audio in them, or to change the effect of your voice, or for internet streams, whatever you do. These environments will always be in effect until you change to another one.